Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/circleroundclub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
The Circle Round episode you're about to hear is a very special one, recorded before a live audience of very excited kids and grown-ups at KCRW's Annenberg Performance Studio in Santa Monica, California, on June 10th, 2023. You can find more information about upcoming Circle Round events on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Putting your nose to the grindstone, pulling your own weight, buckling down and going the extra mile. These are all idioms or expressions about hard work. In today's story, we'll meet two brothers who aren't big on hard work until they're sent on a search for treasure. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, live at KCRW's Annenberg Performance Studio in Santa Monica, California. Today, our story is called Buried Treasure. You'll find variations on this tale in Africa, South Asia, and parts of Europe. Joining me on stage are some performers whose voices you may recognize from other Circle Round stories, Theodore Chin, Joe Hernandez, and Jessica Rao, and providing musical accompaniment is the one and only Eric Shimalonis. So, circle round, everyone, for Buried Treasure. There once were two brothers, Jasper and Jarvis. Jasper and Jarvis's father was a busy, well-to-do merchant who was constantly traveling over land and sea to trade his exotic goods. Since the merchant wasn't home much, he hired a staff of servants to tend to his son's every need. As a result, Jasper and Jarvis grew accustomed to getting everything they requested, or should I say, demanded.
Housekeeper! Jarvis and I spilled our grape juice. Clean it up at once.
Yeah, and some of the juice stained my silk shirt. Tell the tailor to make me a new one.
But first, tell the cook we want dinner.
Yeah, cupcakes for the first course.
Ooh, pie for the second.
And ice cream for dessert.
Yeah, that sounds good.
With so many people waiting on Jasper and Jarvis hand and foot, the brothers never lifted a finger. They just snapped their fingers and voila! Somebody rushed over to do their bidding for them. One hot summer, Jasper and Jarvis's father was called away on business to a faraway land. So he sent a letter to his sister, a farmer named Francesca, asking if she could host her nephews for the summer. She immediately wrote back.
Dear brother, I would love for Jasper and Jarvis to spend the summer on my farm. I haven't seen those two since they were sweet, gentle babies. I can hardly wait to see how sweet and gentle my nephews are now.
Francesca's farm was way out in the countryside. She ran it all by herself and was doing so well that she was starting to expand. She had recently purchased a piece of land from her neighbor, a wide field overgrown with brambles, weeds, and vines. Her intent was to clear her new field, then plant it with crops. Juicy tomatoes and leafy lettuce, hearty wheat and sweet corn. But she was so busy herding her sheep, milking her cows, and feeding her chickens that she hadn't found the time. So when Jasper and Jarvis arrived, Francesca was excited to have two extra sets of hands, but when she asked her nephews if they were ready to help her out...
Well, nephews, are you ready to help me out?
I'll bet you can guess their response.
Are you serious, Aunt Francesca?
You want Jasper and me to work on your farm?
No way.
We'll leave all the hard work to you.
Francesca was flabbergasted. So much for her nephews being sweet and gentle. These two were spoiled beyond belief. If they were going to stay on her farm for an entire summer, she must get them to change their ways. The question was, how? Francesca thought and thought. She thought while she herded her sheep, alone. What
if...
No. She thought while she milked her cows,
alone. How about...
No. She thought while she fed her chickens, alone.
Oh, maybe I could... No.
Then, at last, as she was gazing out the farmhouse window at the new overgrown field on the edge of her farm, it hit her.
I know how I'll turn Jasper and Jarvis around. I just hope it works.
The following day, after finishing her morning chores, Francesca went up to Jasper and Jarvis's room. The brothers were still in bed, curled up beneath the covers.
Good day, nephews. I said, good day, nephews!
Jasper and Jarvis yawned and stretched.
Is it daytime already?
Did you bring us breakfast?
No, I brought you something much more interesting. Have a look.
Francesca held up a piece of crinkled, yellowed paper. It was covered with lines and squiggles and mysterious writing.
I found this thing in the attic. Is it just me, or does it look an awful lot like a treasure map?
Francesca held her breath, hoping her nephews would take the bait. And, much to her delight...
A treasure map?
They did.
What does the map say, Aunt Francesca?
Well, if I'm reading it correctly, I think there's treasure buried on this farm. Somewhere over there.
She pointed out the window toward her new field.
Of course, that big field is so overgrown with brambles, weeds, and vines. It would take a whole lot of clearing before anyone could possibly dig for treasure. And I'm far too busy for such a thing. I've got sheep to herd and cows to milk and chickens to feed. Oh, well.
Jasper and Jarvis were quiet for a moment. And then...
So we'll clear the field, Aunt Francesca.
Yes, Jasper and I will get rid of the brambles, weeds, and vines.
Francesca's heart skipped a beat. Her plan was working.
You two would do that? You would clear the field?
We absolutely would.
If it means finding buried treasure.
Maybe we'll find an ancient chest full of gold coins.
Or sparkling jewels.
Or both.
Whatever it is, it's bound to make us richer than ever.
As Jasper and Jarvis carried on, Francesca couldn't help but smile. Because little did her nephews know, but they were right. And wrong. If they followed her plan, Jasper and Jarvis would find treasure. And they would become richer. Just not in the way they thought. What do you think Jasper and Jarvis's crafty aunt is planning? We'll find out after a quick break. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome back to Circle Round, live at KCRW's Annenberg Performance Studio in Santa Monica, California. Today our story is called Buried Treasure. Before the break, Aunt Francesca told Jasper and Jarvis that she found a treasure map. and it seemed to suggest that treasure was buried beneath a big, overgrown field on the edge of her farm. The field had to be cleared before anyone could possibly dig for treasure. So even though Jasper and Jarvis had never worked a day in their lives, the brothers snapped to it and fetched some tools. They spent the rest of the day tugging out brambles. Yanking up weeds.
Oh, well, that's a big one.
And hacking at vines. By sundown, the field was all cleared, and Francesco was all smiles.
Wonderful job clearing that field, nephews. It looks terrific.
The brothers mopped their sweaty brows.
Thank you, Aunt Francesca.
What do we do next?
Well, if you really want to find that buried treasure, the next step is to dig. It's too late to start digging now, so you'd better wake up bright and early tomorrow to get started.
And wouldn't you know it? They did. The following day, when Francesca got up for morning chores, Jasper and Jarvis were already in the field, digging in the soil with all their might, and digging up clouds of dust in the process.
Good morning, nephews. What's going on here?
Well, we're trying to dig.
But the ground is so dry. It keeps throwing up all this dust.
Oh, dear. Clearly, this field has to be watered. I'd offer to do it myself, but you know me. I've got sheep to herd and cows to milk and chickens
to... So we'll do it then.
Yes, Jasper and I will water the soil.
Francesca grinned.
All righty then. You'll find the well on the other side of the farmhouse.
So Jasper and Jarvis raced to the well. They spent the rest of the day drawing water. Carting it to the field.
Watch it.
And pouring it over the crumbly soil. By sundown, the brothers' backs were aching. But the field was as moist as can be. And Francesca was as pleased as can be.
Nicely done, nephews.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Francesca.
Can we go back to our digging now?
Well, I admire your gumption, but it's late and you boys should have some dinner. You can dig first thing tomorrow.
And wouldn't you know it? They did. Once again, they were up before Francesca was and spent the entire day shoveling and hoeing and spading the rich, moist earth. By sundown, their fingers were blistered, but they had dug up every last inch of soil. Yet when Francesca came out to visit, her nephews wore big frowns.
Good evening, you two. Why the long faces? Looks like you turned over the entire field.
We did.
But we still haven't found any treasure.
Ah, is that so?
Francesca wrinkled her brow.
How about you go inside for dinner, and I'll take another look at the treasure map. Perhaps I've been reading it wrong.
So Jasper and Jarvis tromped back to the farmhouse. Once they were out of sight, Francesca reached into her satchel and began rummaging around. But she didn't pull out the treasure map. Instead, she pulled out bag after bag of
seeds! Time to get planting!
Francesca walked up and down the field, sprinkling seeds all over the newly watered, newly turned ground. Then she went back to the farmhouse, where her nephews were already fast asleep.
Look at those tuckered out treasure hunters. I guess it goes to show a little hard work can go a long way. But if I want my plan to succeed, there's plenty more work to be done. Plenty.
The next morning, Francesca was still in bed when Jasper and Jarvis came bounding into her room.
Good morning, Aunt Francesca.
Rise and shine!
Francesca blinked open her eyes.
Oh, good morning, nephews.
I suppose you eager beavers are here to ask about the treasure map.
You guessed it.
Have we really been digging in the wrong place?
Well, the truth is, I'm not sure yet. So until this puzzle is solved, we must find a way to keep the field safe.
Keep the field safe?
What do you mean?
Well, out here in the country, you never know who might come wandering around. Some no-good bandits might stumble across this field and wish to dig for treasure themselves. So I say we cover the field with manure.
Manure?
Yes. Goodness knows the cows on this farm provide plenty of manure. And who in their right mind would want to step foot on a field full of messy, smelly cow droppings? I would offer to spread the manure myself, but I've got sheep to herd and cows to milk and chickens
to... So we'll do it then.
Yes, Jasper and I will cover the field with manure.
And they did. They ran out of Francesca's room and straight to the barn, where they began shoveling manure.
Ew.
And loading it into wheelbarrows. And spreading it all over the field. By sundown, the field was brimming with manure, and Francesca was brimming with joy.
You did it, nephews! You covered the entire field, which is great because I'm going on a little trip.
A trip?
To where?
Well, I happen to know someone who might help us. She's a very clever woman, and I'd like to show her this map. See if she can make sense of it. But I could be gone for a while, and... Oh, no.
What is it, Aunt Francesca?
We've already covered the field with manure, so it will be safe while you're away.
Yes, but what about my chores? I'll be gone who knows how long, and I've got sheep to herd and cows to milk
and chickens to feed. Don't you worry.
Jasper and I will take care of all the chores.
Francesca's heart flooded with joy and pride. Her nephews were becoming such go-getters.
That's a very kind offer, Jasper and Jarvis. Thank you.
So the next morning, Francesca set off on her journey, and Jasper and Jarvis got down to business. They milked the cows.
Atta girl, Nellie.
You too, Clarabelle.
They herded the sheep.
Come on, you fluffballs.
This way.
And they fed the chickens.
Chow time, ladies.
Bon appetit.
After a couple of weeks, the brothers had their hands so full with chores that thoughts of buried treasure rarely crossed their minds. But then, toward the end of summer, Francesca returned from her trip.
Welcome back, Aunt Francesca.
Do you know where the treasure is?
I do. It turns out that it is in the field after all. Let's go.
Jasper and Jarvis were buzzing with excitement as they followed their aunt to the edge of the farm. When they reached the field, their jaws dropped and they let out a gasp. Because standing before them was not an ancient chest full of gold coins or sparkling jewels. Instead, stretched out before them, as far as the eye could see, were...
Crops!
That's right. Sprouting from the earth were row after row of healthy, thriving crops. Juicy tomatoes and leafy lettuce, hearty wheat and sweet corn, all waving in the breeze and shining in the sun.
Do you see, nephews? These vegetables and grains are your treasure. They will provide food to eat and money to spend if you sell some at the market. And none of them would be here if not for your hard work. All your clearing and digging and watering and, yes, fertilizing. All I did was plant some seeds.
Jasper and Jarvis thought back to everything they had done that long, hot summer. They thought about their sweaty brows, their aching backs, their blistered fingers. And slowly they realized that, sure, they hadn't found a stash of gold or gemstones, but what they had found was even more valuable. Because not only did they have precious crops to eat and sell, they had a precious understanding of the priceless value of hard work, and that made them richer than ever. Now it's your turn. You can make your own treasure map. First, find some paper and decide what your map will show. Is it a room, a house, a beach, a field? Use pencils, pens, markers, or crayons to draw in landmarks, whether they're pieces of furniture or rivers and mountains. Then draw a big X where the treasure is. Crinkle and smooth out your paper a few times. If you want your map to look especially well-worn, ask a grown-up to help you tear off the paper's edges. Now show your map to someone you have fun with. And if you'd like, show it to us. Grown-ups, you can snap a photo of your kiddo and their treasure map and send it to circleround@wbur.org. We may share it in The Lion's Roar, the new monthly newsletter for members of the Circle Round Club. You can learn more about joining the Circle Round Club on our website, wbur.org/circleround. This week's story, Buried Treasure, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Nora Sachs. Eric Shimalonis composed our original music and played it live on the mandolin. You can learn more about this member of the Lute family and see a photo of Eric playing one on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Circle Round's artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in while you listen or anytime. Grown-ups, you can find all 200-plus Circle Round coloring pages at wbur.org/circleround. Special thanks to this week's actors, Theodore Chin, Joe Hernandez, and Jessica Rao. And a big Circle Round of thanks to the staff at KCRW, including Chrissy Barker, Henry D'Ambrosio, Jason Groman, Maggie O'Rourke, Liv Cerno, and Desmond Taylor. Love Circle Round and never want to miss an episode? Follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. And if you have a moment, please write us a 5-star review. It helps other listeners find the show, and it will help us keep circling around with you for years to come. Circle Around is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us. Now that you've made it to the end of this Circle Round episode, we want to know, what's your favorite Circle Round story? Thousands of fans just like you have been telling us about the Circle Round stories they like best. Take a listen. Maybe one of their favorites is one of yours, too.
My name is Eleanor. I live in Jersey City. And my favorite Circle Round episode is The Missing Mountainside. I like the part when they stuff themselves silly.
My name is Julia from Dallas, Texas. My favorite Circle Round story is Growing Courage, and I like the part where the monster comes.
I'm Megan, and I'm from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and my favorite Circle Round story is the Golden Flask, and I like the part where the eagle meets the little girl, and they give her the feathers, and she goes to the lake at the end of the world.
My name is Luella, in Vancouver, Washington. The Fallen Sparrow, Missing Mountainside,
Shattering Clams.
Rebecca Shear, I hope you like this message because I was going to send it to you. And first, I want to hear it for you.
My name is Lily, and I live in North Carolina, and my favorite Circle Round story is Lookalike Falls, because I like when the king turns into stone.
My name is Darla, and I'm from Newton, Massachusetts, and my favorite Circle Round story is Fair Feathered Friends. I like the part when Thrush and Owl meet the ogres.
Did someone mention a story you've missed? Not to worry. Grown-ups, you can find all of our Circle Round stories, plus links to the Circle Round Club, picture books, coloring pages, and oh so much more on our website, wbur.org/circleround.